You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammonds and Zach Meir. And now with us is Ben Harrington, who is a business journalist and editor of Beataville. Ben, welcome. So we're going to kick off things with talking about Sky, I think.
Yes, Sky, the big story of the weekend following the announcement on Friday, late Friday afternoon, that the company had received an approach from 21st Century Fox, Rupert, effectively controlled by Rupert Murdoch, valuing the business at £10.75 a share. The independent directors have effectively negotiated and accepted that, provisionally accepted, that indicative approach. Over the weekend, there was some weekend coverage talking about how some of the shareholders, institutional investors, were a bit unhappy about the price, and that also, I think, was reiterated this morning on Radio 4 by Standard Life, one of the largest shareholders. The main reason these shareholders are complaining is that earlier on this year, at the beginning of this year, turn of this year, the shares were trading above £11. So, but you would probably, I'm not a gambling man, but you would have thought this time round, this deal is likely to happen, despite the already the objections coming out from the shareholders. And then we'll have all the political objections as well.
But surely Sky really needs this. It hasn't been doing so well, has it?
Sky?
Yeah.
Well, the shares have come off over the year. But for 21st Century Fox, obviously you've got that whole currency trade going on as well. So because sterling has depreciated by, I can't remember, I think it's about, at the moment, it's about 15% since Brexit, it's starting to look like a quite decent transaction.
Yeah, that makes the offer even more mean. I mean, a proper offer there would have been at least £11, probably £12. And the other question, which I noticed somewhere, whether it was in my imagination or not, was the independent directors were accused of being not quite so independent.
Yes. Well, they see,
£24 million for one of them sort of queers your judgment a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you mine, obviously.
Referring to the chief executive?
Yes, the independent chief executive, yes. But, I mean, that's... What do you think is going to happen there? Or what do you think? Is that just going to be shrugged?
I think there'll be several twists and turns, but eventually the transaction will happen.
Mm. And what's the sentiment of Fox buying Sky? You know, are people not worried about that? Because obviously Fox is so sensational, very right-wing.
That's more from, I don't think that's what's at the forefront of institutional investors' concerns. That what they really care about is the price. What you're talking about there is where you might see some political resistance to the transaction already, as it was announced on Friday afternoon. There was some politicians or ex-politicians, I think I noticed Vince Cable on Twitter objecting to the transaction on media plurality concerns. What this does demonstrate is, you know, this could be the beginning of the so-called wave of foreign bidders interested, you know, looking to purchase UK companies and assets opportunistically because of the currency depreciation. In fact, we've got a very good demonstration of that, another one this morning where that's happened, which was E2V Technologies, which is a imaging sensor provider. And that agreed to an offer, has agreed to an offer, which has been recommended from a US company called Teledyne Technologies. So that's, which is offering, Teledyne's offering 275p a share, which is a 48% premium. Mm. So that 275p a share values the company at £620 million. So there you've got, you know, US company buying a UK company, and that UK company has actually seen its shares decline significantly over the last few years, and it's come in, and it's obviously, again, it's probably significantly cheaper than what it was trading at what it was trading at earlier on this year on a currency basis. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, let's move on to Barclays. You wanted to talk about Barclays?
Yes, there was another little deal announced this morning. Not so little, sorry. Barclays selling its French retail business to Anacap, which was a private equity firm. So just noting that. Also over the on Friday, myself and rival reporters were chasing this story about Ladbrokes Coral, which saw its shares quite volatile last week, moving up and down. And it turns out that effectively what was going on was GVC, which is an online gaming company, which last year bought Bwin Party Gaming for about $1.1 billion, had been in talks with Ladbrokes Coral about buying it or merging with it. GVC is slightly smaller than Ladbrokes Coral, but unfortunately the talks have broken down, or perhaps they broke down as effectively the stories that are leaked. So, which seems to be happening quite a lot at the moment, where you know people like myself or rival reporters get the story, check it out, and either in the process of checking out or publishing, the two companies involved decide, okay, well, we're not going to pursue this transaction because it's leaked, and we'll push the date further down the line, so where we might restart talks. So, and I think with Ladbrokes Coral and GVC, the expectation is that they will restart talks over the next couple of months, but formally they're no longer in talks. Yeah. So therefore, Ladbrokes Coral and GVC don't have to confirm, and then GVC doesn't come under regulatory scrutiny. So, but yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on, Ladbrokes Coral.
Super, one to keep an eye on. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Ben Harrington there, business journalist and editor of Betaville.